very late, a few minutes. Mishnah Beis Haba, Mishnah Beis Taharis Perigyud, Mishnah Beis Haba Dodin, Shahoyu Nichnasim, the Yoitzim, Mashkin, Tim Besuch Beis Habat. Okay, let's say we have the badodim, the badodim. I like this word, the nice word of the badodim. The people who are in charge of abusing the olives. They're in charge of crushing them, pressing upon them, the abusers of the olives. They put them in confinement. They step on them, crush them. Alugutazachin. Shahayu nichnasim v'yotzim. They were coming and going. Mashkin tameim b'sech b'sabad.
There's mashkin. They're like...
They're like what?
They're like the workers for the fire on tobacco and alcohol, right? What's it called? The firearms, the division of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. You know that there's a special division of alcohol, tobacco that deal with issues that are related to those offenses. People that want to bootleg, people that want to trade weapons.
So these badodim show you nichnasim yoytzim mashkin tameim besech beisav. There's mashkin tameim flowing in the beisavadim. Yesh bein mashkin lezeisim kedei she yinagvu esrag lehem ba'aretz. If there's enough distance space between where they step in the liquid to the place where they're going to into the mashkin of the lezeisim, im yesh bein mashkin lezeisim kedei she yinagvu esrag lehem ba'aretz harei elu tohirin. Then what is the halacha? The law is they are tahir. They are tahir. Why are they tahir? Because there's no contact of tumah. Let's see if the rav. Rav, we are mashkin tameim besuch beis habad vehein nishbachim al gari karka. This mashkin tameim in the beis habad, and the mashkin is spilling on the karka. V'dorchim habadodim aleihem v'nidbachim biraglehem, and the badodim, they're stepping upon it. And it's cleaving to their legs. The choizrim oisa mashkin mutmam metamis azesim, and the mashkin is going back, and it's contaminating the zesim. Kishahabadodim oilim vidorchim al gabi hazesim. When the badodim are going up and they're stepping upon the olives. Elo imkain yesh bein hamashkin lezesim eretz kidei sheyinogvu raglehen mena mashna tmeim aydei derisosin baretz. There should be enough of a gap, the mashkin and the zeisim, enough earth, kidei, that they can dry their feet when they walk on the ground. So he explains, we're not wearing shoes, they're wearing bare feet. So mashke metamikli, because the mashke, because if they were wearing shoes, then what would happen? The mashke is an avatoma. No. The mashke has a koyach, mashke is a unique halacha. A mashke could make a utensil tummy, even though a mashke is a rishain. And a kli ordinarily can only be mekabel tumah from an af. There's an exception. What is the exception? That a mashke can be metame utensil, can make the utensil into a rishon. Tiyam mashke metame kli. The choy is a metame mashkin shem azesim. And then the kli will be metame the mashkin shem azesim. Avo bot kishein min olam beragleim. But less than not wearing shoes. The male of an isnagvu ha mashkin metame mishem beragleim ali deziz oretz. And then if you become dry, Shuv in mitamim hazesim kishadorchen oisan. Why not? The mashkin tameim mitamim kalim ve'einan mitamim odam. Because the people, interesting halacha, the people walking on the ground, the people who are going back and forth in the Beis Habad, these people are tohoirim.
Right.
So mamela, so they cannot really become tam by stepping in the mashkin, because the mashkin is a rishon. A human being cannot become a sheni. A human being.
I thought because there's a space between the liquid and the olive. I
mean, no, the reason why you need that space is because the person will take the liquid from where it was located and bring that liquid itself to the olives. If his feet are still wet in the liquid itself will be metame the olives. There's a puddle of liquid. The puddle of liquid is a rishon. The person is 100% tahar. When he puts his foot in that liquid, nothing happens to him. A liquid that is a rishon does not have the ability to make a person tahar. So he's tahar. Problem is, on his leg, on his foot, there is wet. There's water. It's wet. Yeah. And that water itself is a rishon. If he will then jump, skip and hop with that leg, and it will remain on that leg wetness, and that wetness makes contact with the olives become a sheni, because the mashke is a rishon, and a rishon can make a food into a sheni. But if he completely dries off his foot, all of the wetness dries, evaporates before he comes in contact with the grapes, with the olives. If he lets it evaporate, if he lets it evaporate, so then when he comes in contact, he's dry. So then he's tahar. He is tahar. Everything is tahar. Right?
Yeah. Now this is interesting, because if his hands were touched, it, the hands are shnios anyway, right? So let's say he wanted to put his hands in the right. Let's say he stumbled, and in order to brace himself, he put his hands out. Now his hands have the liquid on them, so his hands are shnios. They can be metame the olives in the base of that, right?
Oh, you're saying very good, because if the olives are truma, only if the olives are truma. If the olives are chulin, a chulin cannot become. Chulin cannot become a shlishi.
Yeah, chulin is possible.
Nothing happens. Chulin cannot become a shlishi. Truma becomes a shlishi. Truma is possible. So it's chazal over here. It's the rav. Hard rav. Mashkin to me mesuch be sabat. Vehei nishpachem al gabi karka. There's mashkin all over the place. The dorchim habadim aleihem v'nidbokim biraglehen, and they're barefoot, and they step in it, and the mayim is there. It's present. It cleaves to their feet. What happens now? What's the next step? The next step is v'choizrim oisan hamashkin. That liquid in turn goes umitamin es hazesim. The liquid now will go and make contact with the olives. When they walk further and they step on the olives. So they're bringing, they're contaminating the zesim with the liquid that's on their feet. They step in the liquid touches their feet, and now when they walk, they're carrying the liquid with them towards the zesim. Ela imkin, unless yesh kan bein amashkin lezesim eretz, kidei sheyinogvu ragleyem min amashkin latmeim.
How they used to crush them used to be with their feet, right?
Right.
Right. They used to dance on them.
Right.
Right. So they dance on them with the
their bare feet. So you don't want it to be wetness. You want them to just step in there with no wetness. There should be nothing on it. If they're going to now bring in their area wet feet, and the mashka on their feet are going to be wet, so that mashka is tamei, it's going to be metame the zesim. It must enough for kedeshi nagvu raglem min hashmashkim atmeim al yedei drisasam b'aretz. Uchshein mal min olim b'raglem. And we're dealing over here where there are no shoes, because if there were shoes, then what would happen? The shoes would become a rishon. If they were wearing shoes, then what would happen? Even if the shoes were perfectly dry, the shoes would still be called a rishon. Because shoes have a koyach, a shoe can become tame, a kli, a shoe is a kli. And a kli can become tame from mashke. So then the shoe is going to be called a rishon. And then when the shoe touches the olives become a sheni. A shoe can become tame from mashke.
The shoe becomes a sheni, no?
Okay, so if it becomes a sheni, then you have to say if it becomes a sheni, and then the shoe is going to touch new mashke, the liquid mashke, by the olives, the olive oil. So a sheni can then make the oil, the mashke that's mingling among the olives, into a rishon, and that will in turn be metame the zesim. So that's, I don't know, is that really true? I don't really believe that's even true. If mashke touches a shoe,
you know these rules.
I don't know these rules. If mashke touches a kli, it's a chidush that the mashke is metame the kli. Question though, what status does the kli have? Ordinarily, tell me you go down one notch. But when it comes to mashke, mashke has its own set of rules. It could be that when the mashke touches a kli, there's a double chiddush. Number one, the mashke can be metame kli, even though normally a kli is only mekabel tumah from an avatom, and the mashke only rishon. But the chiddush is that the mashke does have the ability to make the kli tame. Number two, the question is, does that mean that the kli becomes the same status? It's same status as rishon. Do we say that no, when the liquid touches the kli, it goes down a notch?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. Let's go back to it.
I think it becomes a shame.
Sheni.
I think that to other food, I think that to other food it might become a Rishon, but to a Kehli becomes a Sheni.
Okay, let's look at the reason. The choizer with time of Masha Shema Tzir Sha'avu, because she ain't the menolim of Maglayim, but nignagvu ha-mashka not member of Shema Al-Yidei that do sasin baritz, shuv ain't mitama zesin kishdrach ma'asam. The mashkin tamein mitamim kelim, mashkin tamein mitamim kelim, ve'ain mitam olam. Okay, right in the Mishnah. So abadadim shahayu nechlasim yoytzim ve'mashkin tamein b'sech b'es abad. Im yesh bein mashkin l'zesim kidei she'yinagvu es raglayim ba'aretz, hari elu tohoidin. Next halacha. Nay halacha habadadin vehaboitzrin, the olive guy and the boitzrin are boitzer or grapes, right? Grape. What? No, yeah. Grapes. Boitzer.
Grapes.
Mr. Grape. The haboitzrin. So what about these guys? She nimseis tuma lifnehem. They find tuma before them. We did not touch it. If they see in front of them, oh, look at that, look what's on the floor. A dead sheretz. So you ask them, excuse me, there's a dead sheretz, doesn't that mean that you touched it? And after you touched it, you in turn went and you touched all of the items in the factory, everything here in this place is tameh. So if they tell us, listen here, we did not touch it. What's it doing here? Geico. They brought in a dead sheretz. We didn't touch it. We did not touch the dead sheretz. Don't blame us why it's here. They're nemonim. We believe you. Nemonim lo malon agani v'chinat tinoikos shebeneihem yoytzim chutz lepesach beis habad koinim lachoy agoder vehein tohoidin kinolach. They allow to leave yoytzim chutz lepesach beis habad koinim lachoy agoder vehein tohoidin. What does that mean? Kama yarchigu v'yutoyrin ad kidei sheyehei royon. Let's take a look at what's over here in the Raf. There's a lot going on over here. A very bad headache again. It's getting worse and worse. Habadodin v'haboitzrin. Why do I have a headache? I don't know.
Yes, and you don't sleep.
Habadodin v'haboitzrin. M'chadolay nokar ha-mohiskin. Why don't we talk about the mohiskin? What's a mohisik? What's a mohisik? What profession is a moisik? I forgot. Moisik is a profession. Oh, let's go by it. Let's see. If you should gozu al habitsira, she te ose betahara. Will I gozu al hamasika? Not on masika. What's masika? The time of first provokam the Shabbos, she pom odom hodlach with karma vinyard, leida in higiu anov livtsoim in lav. The noital eshkol shall another mesekli squeeze it. Umezalef al gabi anovim. Uvashas betsira dain mashka to fechalein. It's the little liquid.
What's
Masika? Masika is not olives, because that's what we're discussing. That's the Badodim. So what is it? Figs? What's a Masik?
How would you touch?
What's a Masik? Which food is the Masik? Masika. Dates? I don't know. What's a Masik? Okay, whatever it is. But therefore, the only time you have over this is only when it comes to... Only when it comes to the Badodin.
Hold on a second. Just one second. Hello. Sorry, I'm back with you.
Okay.
Heated, picked. Rasak means to pick.
To pick what? There's a certain profession, there's certain types of fruits.
Says over here olive.
But olives is the bad, is the olive press. It says it's about habadodim on the olives.
I don't know, something that you pick.
Habadodim are the olive guys. Habadodim the haboitzer. The word bad over here is used exclusively in reference to a person who does olives. And boitzer is the person who does the grapes.
The word bad in the Hebrew I don't know. I mean, it means the word over here in modern Hebrew is masika, refers to olive picking.
Olive picking. All right. I don't know. All right. Let's go by. Let's see the Rav.
Maybe the Madadim is a later stage of the game.
Maybe. Okay. Could be. Maybe.
Madadim is a later stage.
Could be. Okay.
Madadim is a later stage.
Let's see the Rav. Rav, the Chabadot, Mechod Loi Mekar, Hamoyski, Mamoyshim, Lefi Shagoshu, Al HaBetziyot.
But then there are the people that are working on it. The Badadin are the people that are working on it. The
I'm
people
crushing,
that are
I'm pressing it.
That's a step earlier.
So let's see, Habadot, Vabayshim, let's see, Nachmuth, the Rav, HaBetziyot, Vashiras, and Betar, Rav, Loi Goshu, Al HaBetziyot, Vetayim, Mishofim, Vavar, 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 Vavar. And he goes and he squeezes the grapes. And what happens? The grapes remain wet for a very long time until the harvest. And because they're, and then when you remove it from the tree, it's already hukshu lekabel tuma, because they're still wet. They're still wet from the time that he squeezed it to see, to make the test. Next, the we do not touch it. They're believed to say, why? We believe, since the chaver is standing next to them, guarding them, we believe that nothing happened. Next, hatim leikos, badadim shedil lirim imam v'tiharum l'kach. It was bring your progeny day. Bring your progeny to work day. Take your kids and show them what you do for a living. Okay? Shock them. You take them to work and you show them, look, this is what daddy does for a living. This is how he makes money. And they go home and the mom says, what does daddy do every day? And what does dad do? Nothing. The chinuch habanim. Bring your progeny to work day. A lot of companies have this. It's a day to show off your children. Sati noikos, the children, boydidim shahiv, b'nem limam l'tiarim l'kach l'sharoitim b'nem l'liponos. And now the kindalach want to go to the Beis Akisei.
Hello, I lost the connection.
Hello? You hear me? Hello? Hello? I'm here. You see me? Hello? Hear me? You hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
I cannot hear you.
How about now?
I cannot
hear you. How about now?
Now I can
hear you. Weiter. So over here, the bring your child, bring your progeny to work there. Atinoikos b'dadam shavim b'neim l'myom l'bitarim l'kach v'yishroitzim l'b'neim l'ponos yotzim avim l'chutz imam l'fnim l'achar v'yadar. They take their kindlach outside to go to the Beis HaKisei. And they go to the Beis HaKisei mashtin b'kir. Mashtin the barvust sugya. The barvust sugya. Mashtin the like a kelef. I'm going to speak tonight. I'm going to say tonight. Rabboisai, let's. Kvoid. Kvoid moreinu verabeinu harosh yeshiva shlita. Talk about the sugya. For mashtin the kir. We have here the Gedolei Yisrael. Let's talk about the Ketanim. And after we talk about the sugi of the Ketanim, I'm going to show everyone my Gedolei pictures. Weiter. Weiter, hat die Neugres. Badetim shavir b'neim, limam b'tevim l'kach, v'tirshuz l'oz b'on l'ponis yoytzim avim l'chutz, limam l'vim nifnim achoya gedar. V'loi chayshin an dilma noga b'tumah. V'lav adai t'chover, we're not concerned that the kinderlach, when they went to the Beis HaKisei, or when the adult, so it says over here, the yoytzim avim l'chutz imam v'nifnim achoya gedar. V'loi chayshin dilma noga b'tumah, v'lav adai t'chover. We're not afraid that maybe the parents, the fathers, The kindlach need to go to the Beis HaKiseh. So the fathers go with them. The concern is that the fathers are going to go touch the Dover Tameh when they go to the Beis HaKiseh. So we're not concerned, we trust the fathers, they're not going to come to them, as long as the chover, ani chover, the chover can see him, can see that he's not going too far away. That's the shir kam, yarchiku kidiyu metorim, kidei shayu roin, as long as you can see it. It's like when they talk about having a filter on your computer for the kindlach. No. The filter is not for the children, it's for the adults. Let's get realistic over here. Who's the one who needs the filter? The adults need the filter, not the children need the filter. So over here, the children need to go to the Beis HaKiseh. Who's the problem? The adults are the problem.
The tsoya is not something that's inherently tummy, right?
It's not tsoya. There's a sheretz. No, that's not the issue. The concern is when they go out to the Beis HaKiseh, there's a concern that there are dead sheretz all over the place.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's not working now? Having a hard time with the internet the whole day here today. Right now it's on my phone. On my phone it's also not working so good. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me now?
Hello, I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know why. Let's go right.
The microphone is off. Turn on the microphone.
All right, I changed networks. Maybe now it'll be better. Okay, Vita. So over here we are. Fine. So that's the chiz. Let's see with the Raf. The Raf is the one level of going to chaver oimei imochein beis abad v'loy chashin dilma noga v'lo radaite the chaver nachmol the tinaikos bedodim shayim b'nei imam l'vim l'kach uch shoraitzim b'nei lifnois yoitzim aviyim l'chutz imam v'nifnim achoy agoder v'loy chashin dilma noga b'tumma v'lo radaite the chaver. Okay, let's chazer over the Mishnah in the Mishnah. Habadodim.
I have the kahati over here. Masika has to do with the out. So Masika is not shy of to be mokshar kabel tumah because you only get the tumah with the olives when they come out in the matan.
The badodin. But, all right, it's a difference. It's a zelbazach. The moisek are the olives. I got to write this down. The moisek are the olive guys. It's just that it's the same zman as the boitzer, and the badodin is the olives, but at a later state, a later point in time. It's a later matzof, a later time, gewaldig. Let us now go weiter in Chaz the Mishnah the Badon. Havadodim v'shayu nichnasim yoytzin. Coming and going, mashkin tamim b'besech b'esabahad, and there's liquid on the ground. Im yesh bein t'mashkin l'zeisim, k'dei sheyinag v'esrag l'miyar. There's going to be between the mashkin and the liquid. K'dei sheyinag v'esrag l'miyar, v'esrag v'eilu, toharin, there's nothing to be concerned about. Habadodim v'haboytzim, shenim tiz t'mo l'fneyem, ne'manim l'ma loy nagan, v'chinati neko, shebedeim yoytzim, chus l'pesach pesavah, l'poydim achor yachol g'er, v'hein toirim, the tar, ad kama yachik v'y toirim, akadeh sheyein royan. Okay? Good? Clear?
Yeah, just a quick question. Soa itself might be dirty, but it's not considered tamay, is it?
Soa is not tamay, no. Soa, there's no din tamay, it makes you, yadayim shnius. Your tsoya would make your hands, you don't even need it, even if you don't touch the tsoya, you die or shnias. No, there's no tumma by tsoya. Tsoya is not a cheftza of tumma. No such thing. It has to be the mashke zov, mashke damnida, zov. Bodily emissions are only tame from a person who is tame. Person who's tahar, his waist is tahar. He becomes tame, the act of releasing waste makes the yadayim shnias. But not the item. Okay, halacha gimel, Mishnah gimel. Habadodin v'habaytshim kevan shechnitzim l'shus ha'amora dayoy. What does that mean, Rav? Kevan shechnitzim l'shus ha'amora shetavlin ba ki kumay bayros shechin ha'amora. They go into a cave to be toivlin the mikvah. Dayoy. V'loy chai yishinan shemelo yut bulu. Olo yutmilu hakelim v'yomu tavalnu v'hitbilanu. V'yomu, that we tavalnu v'hitbilanu. In other words, we trust people. We trust if you have a baitzer, you have a badodim, a baitzerim, and we want to know if they went to the mikvah. We know for sure they are tamei, and now they're going into mikvah. We tell them as in preparation to do the work, to do the work. We trust them. Once they enter into the cave, into the mikvah, we assume they went for a dunk. You don't need to put a camera in the mikvah to watch them immerse. You can trust that they.
Unless you're a rabbi.
Unbelievable, huh? Habadadin v'habayitshim kevash nechnisan l'rishu samara daya. You know, you should know that in law enforcement, there's no question about it that you go into an airport, there's a camera in the airport.
Sure.
The camera, no, in the toilets. Mamish in the toilets. Why? Why is your camera there? Because, you think you're going to go whatever you want to go do? They have cameras. I'm sure they have laws about this. They put probably cameras on an airplane. Who knows? They put everything is under surveillance. Right. We believe that next. You have to mamish watch them immerse in the mikvah.
Rabbi Shimon, you know that you don't have to watch them, but you have to be there for the time. No.
So it says lamar aleim. It says the word lamar Rashi lamar aleim. If you shouldn't be keeping bedin tefillah v'chatzitza, mikvah lady, isn't it called a mikvah lady? We pass it like this. Isn't there something called today a mikvah lady?
Well, today actually not so much. And well, there is because all the preparations are done not so much in the mikvah
because of Corona. Yeah, but I'm saying when a woman, I never did this. I don't know. But supposedly, when a woman goes to mikveh today, there must be another woman watching her completely immerse.
Yeah.
So why? This is mamish what it says over here, Rabbi Shimon Aimer. This is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, tzarech lamad alehen ad sheyit boilu. It's not enough. Okay, go to the mikveh. You know what you're doing. We trust you. No, you have to stand there and watch the woman immerse fully into the mikveh. Rabbi Shimon says, Im tahirin lahen, im tahirin lahen, tzach lamad alehen ad sheyit boilu. Im tamei lahen, einai tzach lamad alehen ad sheyit boilu. It all depends why they are going to the mikvah. If the people there are annoyed, I'm going to the mikvah just to satisfy your requirements. As far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't wear a mask. If it was up to me, I would not be wearing a mask. The only reason why I'm wearing a mask is because, you know, I want to be a nice guy. I don't want to ruffle your feathers. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the science. I don't believe in the requirements. I don't believe in this whole thing. No, I go to a public facility. Those people are not trusted to make sure it's above the nose by 2 inches and hermetically sealed on the sides. They're not trusted. Because they don't believe in it. So they're going to cut corners. They're not going to put it, it has to be like tznius, 2 inches below the knee. It's not enough to put on your nose. It has to go 2 inches above the nose. They're not, because they don't believe in the whole thing. They're not maminim in the CDC. Memela, those, they're tohoirin beinei elohen. Hechera mention. I don't believe in this. Those people, lamar alehen. You gotta watch them like a hawk, because chas v'sham, if it comes below the tip of the nose by one mashahu, we're all dead. We're all gonna die. But im tamei lahen, if this guy comes in like a freak, he's wearing gloves, he's washing his hands, he's wearing shield, he's doing all these crazy things, go. You we trust. We trust you'll keep the thing over your nose. That's what it says. Im tohoirin lahen. They don't believe in this whole thing. They consider themselves to be together tohor. Then tzarech lamoid alehen ad sheyit boilu. We have to make sure they go to the mikvah all the way. We got to push them down. Push the guy's head all the way down. But im tamei lahen ein tzarech lamoid alehen ad sheyit boilu. We do not have to go do it until ad sheyit boilu, until they actually go, until ad sheyit boilu. Let's go here to the Rav. Moshe ben Rav, we have Mishnah, Rav. Tahayd lachem kagan kelim shal am oritz acher shebeinehem. If one am oritz has in his possession the utensils of the divin am oritz in their own eyes, and kelim tahaydin. They're not nizer from touching amaritz. Rabbi Shimon la tamed the fish la el talacha krabi yisi. Good, good Mishnah.
So if they think they're tahor, or they have a keli that's tahor,
they think it's tahor. So then you have to suspect they're not gonna cut corners. They're just doing it to satisfy you. If you're not watching, they'll do whatever they want to go do. But if they really know halacha their tamei, then you can trust them. They take the choymer hadavar of tuma. They really understand. Let's chaz this mishnah in sod habadadin v'habaytrim kevin shechnitzam lochus ha'mo'ara dayay. Once they go into the cave, into the mikvah facility, you could assume that they went into the mikvah. But let divir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, Aymer, tzarch lam and alei natshe yidbayilu. No, you don't trust nobody today. Today, no one gets trust. You have to mamash stand on top of them until they make sure everything kadasu chadin. Rabbi Shimon says him to hide in the hand. If they talk in their own eyes, they did nothing wrong, then sarich lamar alehen ad sheyid boilu. Im tenein alehen, if they know their tabi, then im sarich lamar alehen ad sheyid boilu. Mishnah dalid. Hanoisein min hasalim umin hamash teach shel adam. A new word. Never heard this word mashteach. Let's see the Rav. Hanoisei min hasalim u min hamashteach shel adama. Anovim shebotshon mitchilu lachila. Okay, we deal with grapes, and the grapes were squeezed for eating. Botshon means you harvest it. You boitzer, you collect. You're harvesting grapes. What is your kavana? If my kavan is that these are going to be wine grapes, we are producing these grapes in the valley, in the Alp, in France, to produce this exquisite wine for good wine. So then, when you're harvesting the grapes, if one little grape gets crushed and liquid oozes out, you're very pleased, because since ultimately the goal is to crush the grapes and to produce the liquid, that's exactly what you want. It's good, hukshar lekabel tuma. But let's say you are harvesting grapes to sell in a supermarket where people come to buy grapes. In the worst way in the world, you do not want even one grape to be punctured. And if a grape is punctured and liquid begins to come out, that is loy nichole. And whenever it is loy nichole, it's not hukshar lekabel tuma. So I'm harvesting grapes, and I'm harvesting them for eating purposes. And now a grape is punctured, and liquid is flowing. That liquid is not together hoch shel kabel tuma. And then what happens? What happens now? What happens next? We're having this next over here. Hanoisein min hasalim umin ama.
And then the person changes his mind.
Oh, shabbat shom itchil lachilu v'hoch shel kabel tuma v'loy gozh ella ad. Ella al havoitza mitchil legas v'achach nimlach aleihen. Ah, you change your mind. V'lacha min asalim oy min ho adama sheshotach anavim olecha v'noisen legas. Or from the earth upon which, or you take oy min ho adama, the earth, sheshotach ho anavim olecha, you spread out. The word shotach means to spread out. Let's see the goods. So you took from the grapes that were lying on the ground that you originally were planning to eat. In other words, you have grapes. The grapes are either in a basket or the grapes are lying on the floor, like the National Guard are lying on the floor in the state capitol. They're lying on the floor. And now they don't want to be there. Sweat that comes out of their body is not mach shel kabel tuma, because it was not meant to be squeezed. Now you change your mind, so you take now from the grapes from the basket or from what's lying on the ground for legas. Oh, they're wet. So what happens now? Do we say that retroactively that liquid becomes hukshar, is machshir this food for kabel tuma? So what does it say in the Mishnah? Mishnah says, "So there's a lesson that's learned when min hamash teach from the grapes that have been lying on al hadama. Beisham yomim noisin biyodayim noisin biyodayim tohiros. Yes, retroactively, the liquid becomes chokshel lekabel tum. Is called a mashke. It's nichale and it's machshe the zroim lekabel tuma. Memela, you better be certain that you have clean hands that are tar, so that you do not contaminate these items. Ubeis hilel oimrim. Vimnas amidam tumeos timon. Beis oimrim. Noisin biyam tumeos. Why? Umafish trumasa betahara. So let's see over the Rav. So Rav here says, Vim nosan. Beishamai oimrim. Noisin biyam tumeos. The cave in Shabbal. Noisin lagas. Harei hu kiilin basam. Betchil lagas. Vesach. Chit lagas. Tabatar. Okay, so you have to go put it, because since you want to put lagas, it's ilu, we go retroactively, you bought from mitchil lagas, v'tzach she'yitein lagas betara, v'im nosan biyodayim temeyos, let's say you put it there, v'yodayim temeyos, timon, the tome v'af al gav the stam yodayim shniyos hein, even though stam yodayim are shniyos hein, the ain sheni yos shlishi b'chulin, can I make it chulin dilmok, Dilmok asavir ha-toivlim l'truma k'truma domu. What do we know? What does it mean over here? V'im nosan v'yadayim t'meyos timon. If you put it v'yadayim t'meyos timon, v'yav agav v'stam yadayim shmiyosein, v'ein sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. So what's the problem? Dilmok asavir ha-tevulim l'truma k'truma domu. Okay, so thing over here is, what's wrong with your hands? Why are your hands tummy? What does the Mishnah over here teach us? These grapes are chukshar lekabel tuma. So what? Just because chukshar lekabel tuma, because of the liquid that was on it, now that you have decided that I'm going to use these grapes for the wine press, very good. So now retroactively, we're going to say the liquid that came out of the grapes accidentally was really nichalei, and all of the grapes in this area are hukshu lekabel tumah. Excuse me, you person, you are tohar. The most tumah you can possibly have is the tumas of shniyos on your yodayim. Your hands, stam yodayim are shniyos. So if you touch the grapes now that are dry, even though they're hukshu lekabel tumah, no harm done, because right now the grapes are dry. The liquid dried up already. Retroactively, they once upon a time were wet. That wetness was machsha them retroactively. Okay, but right now it's dry. And if your hands are a shniyos, a sheni cannot make chulin into a shlishi. So what's the problem? So along comes the Rav and tells us a knockout, out of the ballpark home run chiddush. Yisoid gan shas. Tevel, the entire tevel, even the element of chulin in the tevel, has a din shlishi. Because since tevel, it's oimei to be mafresh from the tevel trumot, and the truma can become a shlishi. So now when it's a taruvis, it's tevel, you have not yet been mafresh the truma element, we treat the entire taruvis, the entire original tevel, as truma, le'inyin, that it can all become a shlishi. Otherwise, there's no other way to understand Shad in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, we're assuming over the person over here is Tahar, and the only Tumah that the person has is Shnias on his Yadayim. And we're telling him that if you went and you harvested these grapes, L'shem Achila, and in the process they got wet, under ordinary circumstances, that's Loin Nichale, but now you change your mind and you want to go use these grapes for the gas, which means retroactively the liquid that came out is Nichale. So now it's Hukshul Kabel Tumah, and now it dried up, there's no wetness. But since it's Tevel, you did not yet separate the Truma, Tevel can become a Shlishi. That's what it says. This Mishnah is following this opinion. Kasavi, Dilma Kasavi, Hatvulim Litruma, Kitruma Damu. Inami, another answer. Bidaim Hatachilo is Askin. Another answer, simple answer.
But it wasn't really Tevel for the sake of Truma. It's Tevel.
Nimla. It's Tevel.
No, I understand, but it was nimlach l'achila. Once it's nimlach l'achila, it has a din of tevel.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's l'achila. If it's you have to be mafresh truma whether it's yayin, the yamafas truman yayin, or whether it's grapes for achila, either way it's truma. We're dealing here with tev. The main point over here is that every time we learn in the Mishnah that chulin, we learned in the Mishnah that chulin cannot become a shlishi. That's when we're dealing with real chulin. After post hafrasha shumas amaisres, when we're dealing with post shumas amaisres, then chulin cannot become more than a sheni. But we're dealing with pre hafrasha shumas amaisres, and you are destined to yet in the future to be mafresh truma, then has the status of truma right now, and the entire thing can become a shlishi. That's what he's saying. Okay, so over here he's saying this chiddush. That is dilma maybe kosavri hatvulim l'truma k'truma dami. Inami, another answer, very simple answer. Biodayim techilo saskinon. Whoever told you the guy when it says over that he's tamei, he doesn't mean that he's tamei the din shmiyos. The guy's the real deal. The guy is a rishon. The guy was touched by a person, by a grave digger. We have a guy who's a grave digger, and he's an avatoma, and he comes and he puts out his hand. Shalom aleichem abid. When will I have the opportunity to bury you? The guy is an avatoma. He's an avatoma, and he touches another fellow man. So that fellow man now becomes a rishon l'tumah, or a dead sheretz shows up. This dead sheretz has so many lives. Every time you learn, you thought already he's dead already, the sheretz. And all of a sudden, there he is again. He shows up in the next Mishnah. Mechaye ha-meisim. The dead sheretz has more than 9 lives. Every Mishnah, the same dead sheretz appears. Pilei Ploim. Unbelievable how many lives this sheretz got. It's like what it says in the Rav Tzadik HaKayin. It says, Aleph Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon Le'divrei Beis Shammai. Why Le'ilon? Why not Le'ilonois? And in the Rav Tzadik, there's only one Elon that we were talking about, the Eitz Hadas. Happy birthday, Eitz Hadas. Happy birthday. Today we sing to the Eitz Hadas. All the other trees don't count. There's only one tree that we are focusing on today, the Eitz Hadas. Today is the day you have to make a decision. Are you going to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Or are you not going to eat from it? You have to make that decision. You have to make the decision today. So therefore, Zelbzach over here, this is the Chiddush over here. Vayit in the Mishnah. Ubeis Hillel Oymes Hillel says, Noisein Yadayim Temeas. He disagrees. Umafrish Trumasai Bitahorida. Why? What's Pshat? What's going to be the Rashi? Rashi Noisein Yadayim Legas Yadayim Temeas. Umafrish Trumasai Bitahorida. Lefisha Loi Huchshu. It's the Huchshu. It's garnished. And Umafrish now Ubekevon Debotron Mitchil Rachila. Yadayim Temeas. Umafrish Trumasai Bitahorida.
No.
What does that mean?
That means when he was Nimlach, that actually works, and now he has to be Tahar. No. He has to be Tahar to separate.
No, Basil says that Nimlach doesn't count for nothing. Basil says that Nimlach is nothing. These grapes are not Lushloi Hukshuru. Why? The cave and the Batsra Mitchil Achila. According to Basil, these grapes were originally harvested for eating, and thus when the liquid flowed, it was loy nichole. Just because now you change your mind, that's not going to change the status. That's not going to retroactively make the liquid into nichole. It was loy nichole then, it's loy nichole now. Thus, the grapes, the way we have them right now, is loy hukshu l'kabel tumah. That's why you're allowed to touch them with dirty hands. If your hands are tameis, it doesn't matter. Your hands cannot possibly, or any tumah cannot possibly make these grapes tame, because these grapes never had hechsher. But now, I don't know, what does this mean? This means a mafresh trumasa. What does that mean? A mafresh trumasa b'tahara. What does that mean? What do you mean mafresh trumasa b'tahara? Over here on the side, they still cave on Shabbos alakila. Another look shum to no boy goes to bin lach. The ain't a shriach. Ulchem Rishai loses the gas we dime to nails. The anodim to hoirim. What does it mean in the Mishnah now? I don't understand. What does this mean in the Mishnah? Umafrish trumasai bitahara. And you mafrish your tumor bitahara. What does that mean? What does that mean, mafish? No one explains this. How come no one's explaining this?
Meaning that it's not shchiach, it's not shayach, that the guy is going to change his mind. Look at the graphic in the box of the Beisholah.
I saw kevon shabos alach yilah nav machloi hochshul l'tova. Fine, v'loi gozhu ben nimach. We didn't make any gzerah. Now I know that part. Therefore, lechem v'shai law says legas biyadaim tameis v'yanav tohirim. Now, what does it mean now? Oh, mafresh. Now, since it's tahar, so now later, at a later state in time, it's tahar. So therefore, be careful to be mafresh with the hierarchy. Okay, now I got it.
Right. So it comes out that he's a little bit more chumer than Beis Shammai.
Well, at the end of the day, At the end of the day, Umafrish, I don't know, he's saying that this did not get Hoshul Kabbal Tuma. According to Beis Shammai, the bottom line is these things are they're both the same. I mean, both, they're...
Beis Shammai says that you have to give it to the Gaspet Tahara.
Right. Why? Because it's already Hoshul Kabbal Tuma. Since it got wet in the past, so it's already got wet, so therefore it's Hoshul Kabbal Tuma. You don't need to do anything more to get it tame. So be very, very careful. According to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, no, you don't need to be so careful because it was never Hochshul Kabbal Tumah. So you can touch it right now with hands that are tameis. But and when you touch it with hands that are tameis, you're not being metame it. You're not being metame it because it was never Hochshul Kabbal Tumah. So therefore, it's still tahar. So keep that in mind. Because later, when you're going to be mafresh to Truma, remember that this is Truma Tahira. Don't make a mistake and say, oh, since I touched it with hands that are Tomei, it's Tomei. So when I'm mafresh Truma, I can be mafresh with hands that are Tomei and I can burn it right away. No. When you were allowed to touch it, when your hands were Tomei, when you were permitted to touch it, when your hands are Tomei, you're not metame it. It couldn't become tummy. It was bulletproof. It couldn't become tummy because it was not hochshar. That's why. And therefore, it never became tummy. So therefore, in the future, when you will go and make it wet and you will go and prepare it, make sure you maintain its tahara. Okay, next. Min ha'ovit u'min ha'mishateach shel olim ha'kol shavim ha'kol shavim. What does that mean? Rav. Min ha'avid min ha'mash teyach shel olim avid hu kli shenaisdim boi ho'anavim kishabaychim oisim legas. An avid is a basket which you put all of the grapes when you crush it or you harvest it legas. U'mashtiach shel olim sheshachtu ha'olim agam p'yadam v'nasu ha'anav malecha v'ashahash tamukha milsa v'vayabotsu legas ha'olim b'tchil legas t'botchon v'loi l'achila. So this case, it's mechiach. You're using now tools and objects that clearly establish, express your desire, your unadulterated, purest intent in this world is to be Dorech Lagas. Ritzoinecha. What?
Right. It's a high aspiration. It's a high aspiration, but you want to. You are a mumcha in being Dorech Lagas. You have the best toes.
So there's nothing to discuss. If you go and use this matan, the matan is a kli that's written all over on it. All over it says legas, legas.
The oven.
No, what? The Ovid. And the leaves on the ground, it's a clear indication of your Kavana is, Mimela, it's Chuchsha L'Kabal Tumah. There is no way to escape the reality. Because it's Maitzav Mechiach Nachmal, so min ha'avidu min ha'mashtech shel olim ha'kol sham shum nois in b'yadayim tochores v'im hoi b'yadayim v'im noz b'yadayim t'meos t'imon. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah dalet ha'nois in min ha'sal min ha'mashtech shel adama. So these are things that's not mochiach. Now we can appreciate what it means, the salim and the mashtech shel adama, because this is in contrast to the ovit and to the olim. You take from the basket, it's not mochiach. We don't know what your kavana is. And now you're telling us my kavana was originally la'achila, which means that the mashk that flowed was loy michale, and now I'm changing my mind. I want it to be l'shem gas. Question, do we retroactively look at the mashk that flowed to be nicha, because since now you're changing its purpose? So this is the barvusta machlekes beshamay mesilo. Beishamai oimrim, nois midayim tohoiris. Beishamai says, yes, we go back retroactively to Aleph Shvat. We go back retroactively. Memele, it's Chokshul Kabal Tumah. If it's Chokshul Kabal Tumah, be very careful. Don't touch the merchandise. Noisin midayim tohoiris. Vim nosan midayim tmeis timon. Beis Hill Oimrim says, no, we don't go back retroactively. Dafmir gain weiter. Masha hoya kvar hoya. It's water under a bridge, literally. The water is gone. It's gone. It's not Chokshul Kabal Tumah. Dafmir gain weiter. Bisham Noy saying, Yadayim Mamele, it's not yet been Chokshul Kabal Tumah. Mamele, you can even use Yadayim Tameis. And remember, even though you're touching Yadayim Tameis, it's tar. Your Yadayim Tameis did not contaminate it. So later on, when you're going to be mafish with tahara truma, make sure you treat it as tahara. When you mafish and you don't burn it, and you give it to the kohen b'tahara. Or mafish trumasai b'tahara. But let's say the kelim that you're using is to prepare, it's going to be kelim mochiach, that's l'shem, that it's going to be l'shem mitzvahs. The kelim are going to be l'shem mitzvahs gas. Let's say min ha'avit, or min ha'mashteach. Hamashdayach shel olim hakol shav. Everyone reach the room. Listen, be dying to hires. It's going to be dying to hires. It's going to be if you're dying to hires. Hands that are to hires, because that's clearly the indication you want legas, and therefore it's nichle. It's nichle the liquid, which means that the fruit it's going to be moshul kabel tuma. Be nosim dam tmeiyos. If you put it be dying to tmeiyos, then the rule is timon. All right, Gevaldik. We're almost finished this Masechta. Okay, so I have to stop now. Okay, I got to stop now. I have to lie down over here in the room over here under the table. I have a very big headache. I'm very tired. Then I have to do some work, a lot of work, a lot of tirdis. I'm going to do nothing. That's just going to be the end. All right. Have a good day.
Take the panel and go to sleep,
Rebbe. Zai Gizon. Thank you very, very much for learning with me. Teaching me some Torah. Sei gesund.